We're still waiting for the lights to come back on.
I think we're about there.
We have a couple full back on. There's one right above us that's trying to warm up, and there's another one. It's like you never look at the ceiling, so I don't know maybe if that one never worked. I mean, it looks pretty good. Close to being, you know, fully lit on the floor right now. With Vince Denario, Sean Steiners, Mishawaka, and Wawasee. If you missed it, Mishawaka for the first time this season turned down the lights and did a little spotlight Chicago Bulls player introduction for the lineups.
Which was cool, by the way.
Yeah, and then couldn't get the lights to come back on afterwards.
It'd be a lot cooler if the lights came back on after.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Who are we to judge?
Wawasee, coached by John Everingham. He's 29-58 in his fourth season at Wawasee. He started his career at Argus. He was 26-15 in 2007 and 2008 there. Then he spent 6 years at DeKalb, going 59-72. He had a pair of winning seasons. His best record, 17-8 at DeKalb in 2013. Then he went 8-15 in his last season the next year. His first three seasons at Wawasee, they only won six games each year, so they have doubled that up. 12-6 coming into tonight after last night's overtime win over Goshen in NLC action. And we are ready. Ethan Hardy and Trent Johnson at center court for Wawasee and Mishawaka, respectively. Not too far behind, but...
yeah, actually not bad.
All right, the ball is up, and the tip will be controlled by Wawasee, and the Warriors will move from left to right as Cameron Salazar walks it up court, the 5'7 junior. He will pass over to the right wing to Ethan Carey. Carey passes. Free throw line jumper is good for Austin Miller, their leading scorer at 16.2 a game. He scored 27 last night in the win over Goshen.
Yeah, nice little pick and roll on that one. That was a pretty nice little jumper there from the free throw line extended.
Trent Johnson back standing on the big block M near midcourt, looking at the Wawasee defense, pulls up his dribble after he went to the left. Over to the right wing he goes. Devon Parker heads to the baseline, kicks it back outside, left wing up fake by Brayton. Stops and passes over to his right to Johnson. Wawasee playing a zone from the corner. A three does not go for Parker. The rebound out to Austin Miller. 2-0. Wawasee on top. A minute into the Kevin Putz, the first Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Carey drives and then brings it out, bounces it off. Salazar just inside the arc on the left. Down it goes to Hardy. And the kick outside, and the shot is good. Who hit that?
By Dukes.
All right.
Just inside the three-point line, top of the key. Two nice jumpers for Wawasee right off the bat. Nick Hoopengarner heads to the table to go in.
Outside it goes. Raheem Brayton rings the bell with a three-pointer.
Yeah, that was nice. Wawasee sitting in a 3-2 zone, not a 2-3 zone. They got three at the top. Trying to extend out to prevent that from happening by Mishawaka. But good passing got Brayton open for that three-pointer.
Sicario Thomas will be whistled for the foul on a reach. Trying to steal the inbound pass. He'll take a seat. Nick Hoopengarner will head to the floor. So you got Hoopengarner and Boggs. They played together a couple different times last night against Adams, trying to combat that Adams size, but just not able to do so. They've got just such, not just tall bodies, but thick bodies as well.
And they're not really going to combat that in this game. Wawasee does not bring a whole lot of size to the table today, so should be advantage Mishawaka in that regard.
Carry to Miller on the left wing, and he'll hit a three. He picks up where he left off last night when he hit 5 3-pointers in the win over Goshen. It's now 7-3 Wawasee. He is going to have to be accounted for. Johnson over to Hoopengarner, back to Johnson on the left, to the corner to Brayton. He'll put up a three, rims out Boggs though. Offensive rebound, and his right hand putback is good.
Yeah, nice job by Boggs there to get the opposite rebound, put it on the deck and put it right up for a nice easy two.
7-5, Mishawaka down by two. Salazar takes the pass from Carey, stops in backcourt. Carey trying to get through traffic, nearly a steal by Johnson. Salazar still in backcourt on a 10-second call.
Yeah, I was wondering how close they were to the 10-second because they were just kind of tossing it back and forth, and Mishawaka was putting pressure on, but not right on the ball pressure, just enough that they kept passing it back and forth, and kind of forgot to bring it across the line.
Turnover, Wawasee, Mishawaka down by two of the basketball. Hoopengarner started a drive to the right. Outside it goes to Brayton. Left wing, Trent Johnson. Johnson coming off a 12-point effort last night. Boggs, who also scored 12 last night, passes back to Johnson. Outside, bounce pass, Brayton. Standing back between the circles, over the right, he'll hand it off to Devon Parker. Mishawaka down to Parker. Down to Brayton in the right corner. Back out to Parker. Left hand comes into the lane. Kicks it down on the corner. Johnson comes down the baseline. A foul called. And
well, the Wawa Sea bench is pretty excited, so they must have called an offensive foul.
Yeah, I never saw the little chicken wing behind the back, but they do call an offensive foul on Trent Johnson. Well, Ethan Hardy drew that in the lane.
I thought the foul was called by the referee closest to us. I saw his arm go up, but guess not.
Salazar streaking up court, and up in the air goes Boggs. He comes down on top of Ethan Hardy. As Hardy was standing down on the baseline, Salazar's, they broke the pressure and passed over the Mishawaka defense. Salazar dished off to him, and Boggs in the air picks up his first.
The only good part about that is Boggs literally landed right on top of him, so he wasn't able to go up for the shot, and so it ended up being a foul on the floor, and so just an out-of-bounds play.
Hardy down on the left block, flips it up there, and he'll draw another foul on Boggs.
Yeah, it's going to be Boggs' second foul, obviously, since he just had one, and he's probably going to hit the bench here with two fouls in under 2.5 minutes of play.
Yeah, getting the start here tonight, Boggs, coming off that 12-point effort, going 4 of 5 from the field last night, but a couple of quick fouls, and that sends Hardy to the line. It hits the lip, bounces on the iron a couple of times, and falls through. Hardy, a 60% free throw shooter. Latrell Franklin's going to come in, as does Caleb Williams. Boggs sits down, Devon Parker as well. Latrell Franklin averaging 6.6 per game. Caleb Williams averaging 5.7. Hardy to shoot his second free throw after making the first. It's good. And it's 9-5 Wawasee. 4:46 to play in the Kevin Putz, the first Midwest Mortgage first quarter.
Wawasee coach not happy because he had a player at the table to go in and they didn't get the buzzer after the free throw.
It happens. Deflected ball. Williams in the corner.
And hot.
He's going to be called for traveling.
There we go.
Gavin Hunziker into the game. A 6-foot sophomore as Hardy sits down. Wawasee, rather, going deep into the bench early after that overtime thriller last night. Carry to inbound. Johnson going for a steal. Gets it. Mishawaka with numbers. Out to Brayton. To the wing now to Hoopengarner. Over to the right it goes. Johnson's three is short. And the rebound bounces out to Cameron Salazar. I don't think Johnson saw, who was that? Williams was almost uncontested underneath the basket. He passed back behind him instead.
Yeah, he should have gotten to him a little quicker. A Wawasee player kind of got there, but not quick enough. Definitely should have hit him low.
Entry pass back to the basket. Keaton Dukes. Outside it goes to Carey. Wawasee added a couple, actually three junior varsity players to the roster here tonight.
That was, they're calling a hand check foul on Brayton, but man, if that was a foul, we're going to be in for a lot of whistles tonight.
Oh boy.
Yeah, well, it's already 5-0 foul-wise. Mishawaka has 5 fouls, Wawasee has 0.
3:45 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Salazar left wing and away from the ball.
Another foul.
This will be the first on Wawasee. Maybe they heard you.
Well, that's nice of them.
It'll be Hunziker. 3:41 to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Mishawaka down by 4. That was Hunziker's first and the first on Wawasee. Johnson out dribbling near midcourt. Right wing, Brayton. Back to Johnson. Left wing, Caleb Williams. Williams to the block. Hoopengarner turns and shoots. Won't go. Fights for the rebound. And we are going to have out of bounds off Mishawaka.
Well, it was a good move. He was able to get inside that zone as they were trying to rotate over. And had a good look at the basket from only about 5 feet away. Just not able to knock it down.
9-5 in backcourt, Salazar breaking the pressure as he dribbles up court with his left hand. Williams shadowing him. Salazar pulls up his dribble, keeps his pivot. Williams swatting the hands at it.
There we go.
And helps force a turnover as Brayton comes up with a steal. Johnson coming up, bringing it down, left baseline, pull up from 10, won't go, but he's fouled.
Yeah, it was a good take by Johnson, but I think, again, he had somebody underneath. I think he had Williams again underneath the basket, but I guess he just missed him. But he's going to go to the line and shoot a pair.
Hunziker will pick up his second, and that'll be the second on Wawasee as well. Johnson to the line. He was just 3 of 14 from the field last night, but hit all four of his free throws against Adams. He makes the first free throw attempt here to make it a 9-6 game. Mishawaka down three.
Well, not a lot has gone right for Mishawaka right now, but they're, you know, they're one free throw away here from making a two-point game, so it's always good when things aren't going necessarily right for you, but still be in it. And again, he missed that free throw, but it's still a one-possession game, so they're still very much in this game.
9-6, and Carey nearly dribbled back on the half-court line after bringing it into front court. Hunziker pinning that ball against his hip, spins inside and flips it in somehow.
Well, it looked like a travel at first.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
He's kind of carrying that ball with him like a football, but I guess he didn't drag that pivot foot.
11-6 now. Left corner, Williams dribbles once, zips it to the left of the lane to Franklin, who wasn't quite ready for it. He's going to be knocked down there, and Wawasee forces a turnover. That was something Ron Heklinski very frustrated by from last night's game, the amount of turnovers Mishawaka had.
Yeah. Yeah, that was killer, because, and it seemed like every time they had a turnover, Adams capitalized on it.
Wawasee with the ball in front court, 2:05 to play in the Kevin Putz, the First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. The Warriors lead the Cavemen 11-6 over on the left, Jaden Boyer, who had the game-winning shot last night at the buzzer on an offensive putback. Maybe that's redundant. On the putback. Is there any other kind of putback?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right about that.
Salazar keeping his pivot. Pressure on the ball, there, and there's a steal by Trent Johnson. Johnson in front of everyone. Woo! Throws it home on the breakaway.
Yeah, nice job. I always get worried when they go, because you can tell he wanted to one-handed stuff that thing down. And
was Sicario Thomas watching?
I was just going to say the same thing, but I didn't know if I should bring his name up. But I got a little worried, but he stuffed that down no problem. That was an emphatic two there for Mishawaka.
That's how you do it. Oh, and Franklin and Hoopengarner both go for a block. Who's going to pick up the foul? With a minute 13 to go in the first quarter, it is going to...
Well, we're gonna wait.
Teasing us. That's going to be Hoopengarner, who leads the team with 14 blocks, or 17 blocks, rather, excuse me.
And 172 fouls. Just kidding. I'm joking. We talked to...
I don't know. There must have been some contact down low there, because it looked like both of those guys got the ball up high.
Well, that's just me.
We talked to Nick Hoopengarner's dad last night over at Adams, and first thing we talked about was how we got to get him out of foul trouble.
Stay out of foul trouble.
So it was kind of funny. Got a wholesale change here for Wawasee.
That's right.
Three guys in, three guys out.
Maddox Yohe in as well. Keaton Dukes, a 77% foul shooter, hit the first free throw to make it 11-8. Wawasee, he misses the second, and up high for the rebound goes Hoopengarner.
I think he missed them both.
He made the first one.
Well, okay, they just added the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I physically saw the
first
one. Well,
and I thought the same thing, but they didn't put it up on the scoreboard, so I was very confused.
Four-point lead for Wawasee. Franklin dribbles and hops outside the lane on the right side. It is Franklin, Thomas, Hoopengarner, Yohe, and Parker on the floor. I don't think we've ever seen this combination before.
It's an interesting one, but I think this is a game where Maddox Yohe should get a lot of playing time. I think he can make some action here as a freshman.
From the block, Hoopengarner, one dribble and flips it in, and it's just a two-point game. Hoopengarner scores his first bucket. There's a back-to-the-basket move. We were talking about not many back-to-the-basket moves last night.
Yeah, you're right about that. I was trying to teach one of the kids on my own basketball team a little back-to-the-basket this morning.
Missed shot, and Maddox Yohe up for the rebound for Mishawaka. The Cavemen down by two, 15 seconds to go in the Kevin Putz first quarter. The Cavemen can play for the last shot. Hoopengarner, free throw line, kicks it outside. Thomas coming down the baseline. Floater off the back iron. Rebound taken by Parker. Time for a shot from the free throw line. Won't go. Salazar takes the rebound, and that will be the end of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. So A closely played first quarter with Wawasee on top by 2, 12-10 at the end of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Back with second quarter action in 1 minute on WSBT. 12-10 at the start of the second quarter. Both teams played last night and both teams in action tonight. After what we thought was an inbound, we have a clock stoppage. Oh, had to wait for the clock to get. Technically, there was no stoppage because the clock never started.
That's correct. I thought it was a possession arrow situation, but yeah, you're right. The clock never got set.
Yohe inbounds to Sicario Thomas. Thomas bringing it over to the left off the double screen up high. Down low, it goes to Hoopengarner, who banks it home.
There we go. Got to get Nick Hoopengarner going. Tie game.
Good ball movement, and we are tied at 12. First tie of the game. Some pressure by Mishawaka. Down low it goes. The shot is good for Ethan Hardy.
Oh, they're going
to wave it off
foul.
An offensive foul.
Yeah. If this is college, I think he's probably in the restricted zone, but not in high school. So, and actually, and I know we call Mishawaka games, but I'm not sure that was a foul, Sean.
It happens.
It does.
That it does. Crossover. Thomas through the lane. On the left. Won't go. Hoopengarner fighting for the rebound. Taken by Franklin. Franklin's flip-in won't go. Thomas gets the rebound. Finally, he banks it down, and Mishawaka leads for the first time.
All right. That was a lot of stuff there. Okay.
14-12. Mishawaka on top of Wawasee. Carey in backcourt. Carey working that right hand. Now slows himself down.
Carry almost had a carry there.
Yeah, he did.
Cross midcourt.
Salazar over on the left wing. Thomas guarding him. Pass over to the left, and Devon Parker flashes out to knock the ball out of bounds over beside the Mishawaka cheerleaders.
And I feel like there's going to be a lot of those kind of opportunities today. Wawasee attempts to telegraph their passes a little bit. And I think if Mishawaka plays some tight defense and they get into those passing lanes, I think they're going to have a lot of opportunities for some steals.
Ron Eklinski was saying that he really wanted to push a little tempo tonight and obviously wanted some of that to start with the defense as well. Salazar on the right, trapped down in the corner. Thomas and Franklin down there. Pass right through the hands of Dukes. Dukes now will pull out and take a three. The rebound will be taken by Maddox Yohe.
Maddox Yohe, his second defensive rebound of the night. Really getting dirty there with the rebounds.
Thomas flashes down the left baseline and lays it in.
Nice take there by Thomas. Able to maneuver his body between his man and the basket so that he had a clear lane to get that layup.
Mishawaka now leads 16-12 as Carey trots up court with a basketball. Stops his dribble between the circles. Yohe comes out on him. Over to the left it goes to Hardy. Hardy back to Carey once again. 5:50 to play in the first half. Mishawaka on top, 16-12. Backdoor cut, the right-hand layup good, and a foul as well as Miller makes the shot and will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that was a nice little backdoor there by Wawasee. They set that one up from a mile away, too. They were calling for it over there on the wing. Miller was. He's like, get it to this guy because I'm going to be coming down. But a very nice take through two Mishawaka defenders there to score and attempt a three-point play here.
Miller with 7. Cuts Mishawaka's lead to 2, and now it's down to 1 as he hits the free throw. 8 points, roughly half of his average. Again, he scored a game-high 27 in the win over Goshen last night. 27 of Wawasee's 49 points.
That is doing some work.
16-15, Mishawaka by 1. Sicario Thomas brings it up, having trouble handling it with Carey there. Thomas, no look, down to the corner it goes. Parker will pull up from 17. His shot short, follow won't go as Thomas tried to tip it back in. The rebound finally is taken by Miller. He'll cue a three from the right wing. Miller with the three and the yell as well after the shot, and the Warriors go back on top by 2.
Well, he's getting fired up. He was fired up after that takedown low and the foul, and then he just drained a three with a man in his face. So he's feeling it right now.
Thomas takes a three. It won't go. Rebound is taken by Dukes. 18-16. Wawasee on top. Miller with a couple of threes here tonight. He hit 5 last night en route to that 27 points. has the ball now as he's starting to feel it a little bit. Slapped away from him, though, by Sicario Thomas, and Hoopengarner runs it down on the right corner. High pass to Thomas. Thomas down the right baseline. Reverse layup, no good, but a foul coming on Wawasee.
Again, a nice little take there by Thomas, showing his athleticism, what he's able to do, and that foul's going to be called on Dukes. And that's going to be his only his first, but it's going to put Thomas to the line. But I believe Thomas is going to be coming out here because I thought I saw Williams go to the table.
Yeah, he did.
After Sicario popped that three in the last possession, and I don't think Coach
that's not the shot he's looking for.
Yeah, that is not what he wanted on that half.
He is now 0 of 5 on three-pointers this season. He hit the first free throw off the back iron. He scored 4 points last night against Adams. Did Sicario Thomas make it his first career start tonight? Deep knee bend, second free throw swish. He has 5. He'll stay on the floor. Williams did come in.
He came in for Parker.
Okay.
Yep. So we were. Oh,
whoa,
wow.
What was
that? That not
did he not dribble
back
in front court and back?
Well, it looked like he did to me, but
he went behind his back. Carey did after dribbling in front court. Now from the right wing, the three off the back iron. Rebound is taken by Dukes for Wawasee. Outside it goes Salazar. The long arms of Thomas right there, though. 4:16 to play in the first half. Wawasee leads by 1. Carey, shadowed by Yohe closely, passes back to his right. Miller, 3 is short. Johnson for the rebound for Mishawaka. Johnson bringing it up court. The Cavemen down by 1. Johnson stops his dribble. Spots Hoopengarner. He jumps into the lane and has it stripped out of his hands. He wanted a foul. Carey will hand it off to Dukes with 3:49 to go in the first half. As Dukes pulls up, he'll draw a foul down on the right block.
Yeah, I think they're going to call that one on Yohe. Yep, they sure are. You know, he had his hands in the air, but I think he got just a little bit too much body. So that's going to send Dukes to the line.
Dukes, a 77% free throw shooter, went 1 for 2. Moment ago, he swishes the first one here. Yohe takes a seat. Raheem Brayton comes in. 3:47 to play in the first half. 19-17. Wawasee on top. We've had one tie and a couple of lead changes here in the first half. Second free throw by Dukes is good. He has 5, and the lead is 3 for the Warriors. Warriors and Cavemen going head to head here at the Cave. Sicario Thomas, Carey there with him. Thomas, jeez, with the right hand. Nearly a chicken. Now, definitely
man,
hook that he had on him there. As Salazar, the only reason Salazar was able to stay up was because he was holding on to,
I mean,
Thomas.
He was holding on for dear life, like he was trying to tackle him or something. I mean, that was clearly a foul.
Now, Keaton Dukes ends up picking up the foul. That's his second. Mishawaka has 8. Wawasee has 5 in the first half. Inbound between the circles to Brayton. Free throw line, Hoopengarner decides on the jumper. A little bit short. The rebound comes down to Miller and Wawasee. The 6-foot senior, Austin Miller, will take his time walking it up court. He'll bounce it over to Carey on the left. Carey starts the drive, passes back outside to Ethan Hardy. 3:06 to play in the first half. Hardy run into from behind by his own guy, Miller. Miller takes the ball and passes over to the right side to Salazar. Salazar dribbles toward the right corner, coming down the baseline, reverses it out to the corner on the left to Carey, and the three-pointer is good.
I'll tell you what, Wawasee is doing a great job of turning nothing into something, because it didn't look like they really had anything going on that possession, but they find a wide-open Carey in the corner. He drains the three.
And that's just his second three of the season. He was 1 for 7 coming in. Down low look from Hoopengarner to Thomas. The pass knocked out of bounds by Dukes. Wawasee leads by 6 with 2:32 to play in the first half. Dukes will sit down as Jaden Boyer, 5'10 senior, comes back in. Williams inbounds middle of the lane. Thomas puts it up, little bit short. Rebound taken by Hardy. Mishawaka down by 6 with 2:22 to play in the first half. Salazar bounces it to the elbow, gets it right back, puts up a 3 and rattles it down. Wawasee hitting some threes. And just like that, it's a 9-point lead, 26-17. 2:13 to play in the first half. Ron Hicklinski takes a full timeout. So we're back in 60 seconds on WSBT. Mishawaka trails Wawasee 26-17, 2:13 to play in the first half. Some three-pointers by the Warriors have pushed them out to a 9-point lead after Mishawaka had led by 4 points momentarily. Devon Parker and Latrell Franklin, along with Hoopengarner, Johnson, and Brayton in the game for the Cavemen. Parker off the screen by Hoopengarner, rolls right, pull-up jumper doesn't go. Rebound tapped out. Brayton will take a three from the wing, and he rings it up. Second three for Raheem Brayton here in the first half, and the lead is down to 6 for Wawasee. Carey pushing it up court quickly with a defender behind him, goes behind his back and backs it out with a minute and a half to go in the half. Salazar back to Carey, who hit that three just a moment ago. He'll kick it back outside. Another three on the way. It's off the back iron, and Hoopengarner up for the rebound after the miss by Boyer. 26-20. Mishawaka down by 6. Latrell Franklin drives. His fadeaway doesn't go. Hoopengarner, weak side rebound, turns and banks it down.
That was a great job by Hoopengarner to go up. Nobody put a body on him because it was kind of a transition bucket attempt there for Mishawaka, able to put it up strong.
26-22 now, a little burst for the Cavemen after they were down by 5, or down by 9.
Yep.
A 5-0 run is what I meant to say. On the left, Hardy will keep it and drive and lay it in.
Yeah, just kind of a wide open lane for Hardy. I think it was some miscommunication there by the Cavemen. He just kind of split the defense there. Absolutely nothing stopping him from that basket.
Johnson has it taken away from him by Austin Miller. Hardy, left side of the lane, jumps in there and flips it in easily.
And just like that, it's an 8-point lead again for Wawasee.
We've unfortunately seen like that turnover that Johnson just had. He's done that a few times where just all of a sudden it's like he doesn't know
right.
Where the dribble is. And now here's a steal as Miller comes up. Johnson trailing. Miller's going to lay it in. And that'll be the end of the first half. So Wawasee got up by 9. Mishawaka ran off 5 straight. And then Wawasee answers and leads by 10 at the end of the first half. 32-22. An interesting last minute or so.
Well, and I've been around high school basketball for a long time, and it always seems to me that Saturday night is tough from an energy standpoint. And what's defense? It's energy. And I just feel like there's not a whole lot of defensive energy right now for Mishawaka. Hopefully they can get that fired up during halftime and come out in the second half with just a little bit more defensive energy. I don't know. I'm just not feeling it, Sean.
Well, I think you're right. And I mean, you would think that Wawasee would kind of be sapped a little bit more considering they went to overtime last night and played a grinder of a game against Goshen. But they've used their defense to get their lead out to 10. Defense in some three-pointers. 32-22. The lead is 10 for Wawasee. We will take a timeout when we come back. Matt Embry will have the U.S. Sign Crafters Halftime Scoreboard Show. After that, the RBI's Unlimited Halftime Statistics. Wawasee leads by 10. You're listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Back at halftime where Mishawaka trails Wawasee 32-22. Your halftime statistics are powered by RBI's Unlimited. We've got just a couple minutes, Vince, so go ahead and hit us with some.
Yeah, we'll wing through these real quick, but I'll tell you what, the team stats definitely stand out. Wawasee shooting a smoking 69% from the field. They've only missed 5 shots tonight. They're 11 of 16 from the field, 4 of 8 from 3, and 6 of 7 from the free throw line. That's 86%, while Mishawaka shooting 9 of 25 from the field for 36%, 2 of 6 from 3, and only 50% from the free throw line. There's your difference right there, 36% to 69%.
Wow.
Which is why Wawasee has a 10-point lead here at halftime. Real quick, let's see. Points in the paint, Mishawaka is winning that one 14-10. Some individual stats. Wawasee Miller has 13. Hardy has 6. Dukes has 5. Salazar and Carey both have 3. And Hunsinger has a pair for the Cavemen. 5 Cavemen got into the scoring column. Not a lot of high scores. Raheem Brayton has 6. Nick Hoopengardner also has 6. Sicario Thomas has 5. Trent Johnson only has 3 points tonight, the leading scorer for the Cavemen on the season. And Alex Boggs has a bucket. So need to turn up the offense. Only 22 points in the first half. They're trailing by 10, 32-22. And I think they need to turn up the defensive intensity a little bit as well. Only 5 missed shots from Wawasee. They're very picky about where and when they shoot. But when they do, they're knocking them down.
Halftime stats powered by RBI's Unlimited. Help your child's stats improve next season, whether it's baseball or softball, with hitting lessons and workouts at RBI's Unlimited, West 6th Street in Mishawaka. Congratulations to the 5 Mishawaka wrestlers who advanced to state today. Jacob LaPlace was the lone champion, and I guess Joe Walker, who went into semi-state undefeated after he won his 2 matches to get himself to state, I guess he injury defaulted the next 2 matches.
Oh, wow.
So he ended up with 4th. It sounds like he's got an ankle injury, so hopefully he's okay by next week when the state tournament starts at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. But 5 wrestlers got through, and congratulations to all of them, including Jacob LaPlace, who remains undefeated, winning his semi-state today, semi-state champion. Wawasee will inbound to start the second half. The Warriors lead the Cavemen by 10, 32-22. It'll be Boggs and Hoopengarner, along with Johnson, Yohe, and Brayton for Mishawaka to start the second half. And Austin Miller starts where Wawasee left off at the end of the first half. He bombs a 3, and it's 35-22, Wawasee.
Well, he's hit a few 3s already, so they're going to have to extend that defense and get a hand in his face because he's got a quick trigger.
Johnson a 3 that won't go. Rebound. Boggs is going to be called over the back, and Boggs has barely been on the floor tonight. That is already his 3rd foul. He picked up 2 in the first quarter and had to sit down the rest of the half.
Yeah, not a good start for Mishawaka. You give up a 3, you miss a 3, and you foul. So not a good start.
Boggs is going to stay in, 35-22. Wawasee with a 13-point lead. High pass comes to the near side, Salazar. Salazar to the elbow, down to the corner it goes. A 3 on the way, and it is good for Keaton Dukes. It is just bombs away for Wawasee, and it's now 38-22.
Well, and the problem is these 3s are being shot uncontested. I mean, there isn't a caveman around. And Mishawaka's in a man-to-man, Sean.
Down to the left corner, it goes Hoopengarner. Reverse underneath, it goes to Yohe. Kicks it out. Johnson a 3 off the back iron. Salazar with the rebound. Calzada repair. Third quarter, 6:43 on the clock. Mishawaka trailing by 16. Dukes inside, won't go. Boggs with his 2nd rebound. Yohe to Johnson. Johnson down to the right corner. Brayton, who's hit a couple of 3s, rings another one up. Raheem Brayton, 3 3-pointers, and he has 9.
3 trips down the court, 3 3s put up, and only 1 drop. So it's kind of an all-or-nothing offense right now for Mishawaka.
38-25, Mishawaka down 13 points. It was Brayton and Johnson who combined for 6 three-pointers in the win over New Prairie earlier in the week. Boggs in transition, goes behind his back, but has it stolen away from him as Dukes knocks it out. Miller, as a defender goes flying by him, steps back for 3. It won't go, and Yohe has the Mishawaka rebound.
Miller was not going to be denied that 3-point shot.
Right corner, Brayton. 3 is good. Ring it up once again. Raheem Brayton with his 4th 3-pointer, keeping Mishawaka in it, now down by 10.
All right, so 2 threes made by Wawasee, 2 threes made by Mishawaka. We're right back where we started from at halftime. So let's see if Mishawaka can settle down here and play some defense.
Raheem Brayton had hit just 6 3-pointers coming into tonight, 2 of them earlier this week. He has 4 this evening. 38-28 with 5:12 to play in the Calzada repair third. Salazar past a couple defenders, puts it up from the left. The lead is 12 for Wawasee.
Yeah, he put that up through two Mishawaka defenders and kind of contorted his body all funny and was able to kiss it off the glass there for the deuce.
Trent Johnson over the left wing. He wants a three-pointer. This one off the back iron. Once again, Hardy with the rebound. 40-28. The Warriors lead the Cavemen. Miller wanted a drive on Brayton. Brayton with a little poke, and Miller able to keep it. Salazar to carry over on the right wing. A screen as Dukes tries to set it up. Carey bobbing and weaving. Passes back to Dukes once again. Outside it goes to Miller, standing on the big block M. Bounce pass over to Salazar, extended out on the left wing. Salazar dribbles to his left, passes back to his right to Hardy. Back to Salazar again. Hardy sets a screen. Salazar stops, looks left, passes to Hardy. He'll put up a three-pointer. It's off the back iron. Johnson has the Mishawaka rebound. Johnson brings it up, goes behind his back, stops his dribble to Hoopengarner. Free throw line jumper. No! Up and down it. It's good. It hit the iron. It shot straight up. I thought it was going to bounce off, but instead it went quietly through the net, and the lead is down to 10 again for Wawasee.
Yeah, and Hoopengarner's got 8 already tonight.
40-30 with 3:35 to play in the Calzada Repair third quarter. Salazar outside on the left wing to Dukes. Dukes drives right side of the lane, puts it up, and draws a foul.
Yeah, they're going to call that one on Hoopengarner. He got beat off the dribble and hit the man from behind. Oh, I take it back. They're going to call Boggs on that one.
Wow.
That was a little surprising. Hoopengarner hacked him from behind.
Well, they were both there, but I said, sure. Wow, because now that's four on Boggs.
Yep.
At the free throw line, Dukes hits it. Boggs is going to have to sit down. Boggs coming off the 12-point effort last night. He and Johnson, the co-team lead with 12 points, but in foul trouble all night, already has 4 after sitting most of the first half with 2. Dukes hits both free throws and has 10 points. Wawasee leads by 11. Zachario Thomas and Devon Parker, as well as Latrell Franklin, Trent Johnson, and Nick Hoopengarner on the floor for Mishawaka. Johnson to Franklin, dribbles once down to the corner to Thomas, to Johnson, skips into the lane, dishes down low, Hoopengarner lays it in, and he has 10.
Nice look there too by Johnson. I thought he was going to stop for a jumper from about 12 feet, but instead he cuts through the lane and finds Hoopengarner as the defense collapsed on him.
Is the score right?
I've got 42-32.
Yeah, I didn't think so. They've still got 40-30. Oh, there we go. They finally got it up. After a missed shot, a rebound by Franklin. Devon Parker with a left hand lays it in.
All right. Parker's first
bucket, and the deficit down to 8 for Mishawaka.
Single digits for the first time, I believe, in this half. So let's see if they can capitalize.
2:38 to play in the Calzada Repair third quarter. Bounce pass. Left wing. Miller. Parker out there on him. Miller gets a screen and goes right. Passes it off. Hunziker at the right elbow. He had a bucket in the first half. Floater from the free throw line. Doesn't go for carry. Rebound taken by Salazar. Pin underneath the basket. Dishes off. Ends up with another rebound. Salazar now from 18. Won't go. And Hoopengarner skies for the rebound. Johnson coming into the lane. Switches right to left hand. It rims off. Johnson fights for his own rebound and manages to go back up and lay it in.
Well, and Franklin wanted the alley-oop there on the break, but Johnson held on to it. Luckily, he was able to get his own rebound and go up for the two, because I think they had an easy transition bucket that they missed on the first opportunity.
Now it's just a six-point game, 42-36. Left side of the lane and outside to the right it goes. The three rattles down for Ethan Carey. That's his second three-pointer. And it's a 9-point Wawasee lead again.
It always seems like one of the Warriors gets lost in the corner, and Wawasee finds them at the most opportune times for them.
At the right elbow, Hoopengarner turns and shoots the jumper. Won't go. Hunziker clears the rebound. Salazar bringing it up. Doubled. Shovels it outside to Boyer. Back to Salazar once again. 45-36, a minute 10 to play in the Calzada repair third. Parker trying to go for a steal. Miller keeps it, though. Down to the left baseline. Gets doubled. Zips it back outside to Salazar with a minute to play in the third. Salazar holding. Sicario Thomas is right there. Salazar dribbling over to the right. Now keeping the pivot. Back to Miller on the left. Up on Parker with a hand out there. Parker staying close. Franklin helping him out with the screener standing right behind him. Miller comes out on the block end. Passes over to the left to Carey. Extended on the wing. 33 seconds to play in the third. Carey goes back between the circles. Franklin shadowing him. Salazar left wing. Thomas out on him is going to be called for a reach. That'll be just the third foul for Mishawaka in the quarter. Sicario Thomas picks it up. Caleb Williams comes in. Trent Johnson is going to get a breather.
You know, I'm okay with that foul, Sean, because, you know, Wawasee has done some damage there outside the three-point line. And Mishawaka's playing hard defense out there.
Yeah,
and
they've extended it here.
Yeah, and I really like that because they're making Wawasee work for everything they're going to get.
45-36. Wawasee inbound. Salazar takes it. 20 seconds to play in the Calzada repair third. Salazar to the right. Passes back to the left to Carey. Williams guarding him. Thomas out on Salazar near midcourt. He goes right as Thomas side shuffles with him. Over it goes to Dukes. Dukes brings it in from the left. Won't go, but a foul is called, and Dukes is going to head to the free throw line.
They got to call this one on Hoop and Garner, and they do.
It'll be the second on him, the fourth on Mishawaka. No fouls yet on Wawasee here in the third of 1.9 seconds remaining as Dukes misses the free throw. He is now 5 out of 7 at the line. Scored, has 10 points total. He scored 6 last night in the win over Goshen. Second free throw good.
Did he make or miss the first one?
He missed.
Okay.
A heave from a half court. Sicario Thomas nearly banked it in. Off the backboard, it hit the lip, and then the backboard again, and that's going to be the end of the Calzada repair third quarter. Calzada repair reminding you, have your car's oil changed every 3 months or 3,000 miles at Kyle's, Lincoln Way West, or West, yes, Lincoln Way East. I was looking at my other read there in Mishawaka. 46-36, Mishawaka down 10 at the end of three on WSBT. Mishawaka trails Wawasee 46-36 as we go to the fourth quarter here at Mishawaka High School. Looking at the foul situation, Mishawaka with 4 in the third quarter. None on Wawasee.
It's kind of how we started the first half,
yep,
too.
Alley-oop hits the rim. Brayton was looking for Johnson, cutting down the baseline, and the rebound ends up being taken by Miller and the Warriors. 10-point Wawasee lead. Raheem Brayton out there defensively on Carey. Brayton's hit 4 three-pointers tonight as a team-high 12. Hardy out on the left wing. Carey now, shadowed by Brayton. Carey bombs in and out, dribbles between the circles, finally stops, bounces it off. Three different cavemen go for a steal, a jump ball. Wow, they gave a timeout pretty quickly
Don't
there.
Don't you have to have possession to have a timeout?
Yeah, I mean. Timeout taken by Wawasee, 7:15 to play in the fourth quarter. I think Ron Hicklinski wants some clarification on that as well. This will be a 30-second timeout, so we're back right after this on WSBT. Wawasee leads Mishawaka 46-36, 7:15 to play in the ball game. Wawasee inbounds, right corner. It is Austin Miller, their leading scorer. He has 16 points tonight. Averages 16.2 a game. Carey flashes out, right wing. Trent Johnson is on him. Carey over to Salazar back on the right wing as Dukes comes out to set a screen. Over to the left, Carey all alone puts up a three off the back iron. Rebound, Latrell Franklin. Franklin and the cavemen push it up court. Here comes Franklin all the way down on the right, hits the rim and bounces off, and Hardy takes the Wawasee rebound. Good look there by Franklin, but just couldn't quite finish it off. Caveman still down by 10. Salazar down to the right baseline. Out of bounds off Mishawaka.
Mishawaka's had plenty of opportunities. They're just missing shots, man. 38% from the field is not going to win you a lot of ball games. But Wawasee was shooting 69%, and they're down to 54%. So Mishawaka doing a better job defensively on the Warriors in the second half.
Maddox Yohe comes in for Latrell Franklin, and Ron Heklinski called Franklin over, giving him a little instruction before he sits down. 46-36, Salazar stops on the right baseline. Zacario Thomas right there in front of him, forces a turnover. Hoopengarner ends up with it. Up to Yohe it goes. Yohe, left wing, stops, down to the corner to Hoopengarner. Wants to come down the baseline, outside instead to the corner. Brayton's three misses. Weak side rebound, Austin Miller.
It's not his side. He needs to be over here.
That's
on this
right.
side.
He hit the threes from the right corner. Zip pass inside Hardy. Easy layup. And Wawasee back on top by 12.
Yeah, it was a good look. That was a good look to find Hardy underneath, and he was able to sidestep the defender and put up an uncontested layup.
Time becoming crucial with no shot clock in high school basketball. Thomas through the lane, flips it up and in with the left hand, and Ron Heklinski calls the timeout right away. Zacario Thomas has 7. Ron Heklinski calls time as the Cavemen get back to within 10. This will be 30 seconds with 5:28 to play in the fourth. Back right after this on WSBT. 5:28 to play in the fourth quarter. Mishawaka trails Wawasee 48-38. Three-pointers, a big difference right now. Wawasee 7 of 15 from long range. Mishawaka 4 of 13. And remember, Raheem Brayton has all 4 of the 3. So 13 misses otherwise besides the 4 makes from three-point range by Brayton. Some pressure on the ball. Hardy now takes it after the pass. Hardy drives left, won't go. Maddox Yohe pulls down the rebound. Thomas left baseline, decides to pull up from 16, and he'll hit that jumper. Zacario Thomas, 9 points. That's the most he has had since
ever
coming back. Yeah. I was trying to figure out how to say that. Yes. Yes, ever. Down to the left corner. 3 does not go for Dukes, and Boggs, who had just come back in, has the rebound. Mishawaka within 8. Here comes Zacario Thomas, and he'll bank it down.
All right, he's starting to feel it a little bit. Get his offensive game flowing. I like it because one place where Mishawaka can be better than Wawasee is in transition with their athleticism.
Thomas with 11, and now it's just a 6-point game. Up fake by Miller, decides on a guarded 3. It won't go, and Boggs takes another Mishawaka rebound. Trent Johnson bringing it up court. Johnson over to the left to Brayton. Now Yohe. Boggs down on the left block. Will put it up and in. Boggs hasn't played much, but a big bucket there. And it's now 48-44. Just a 4-point deficit for Mishawaka. 4 minutes now to play here on the fourth quarter. Pass to Salazar as he and Carey play catch. A high pass to Salazar,
and
Ron Heklinski almost took it. He's standing out near midcourt. Dukes comes down the left baseline, and a basket and a foul.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, can't let him get the ball that far down on the block. And, Maddox Yohe is saying, look, I did not foul him. But if your hands aren't straight up, if you swat that hand down, whether you make contact or not, they're going to call you every time.
Just get some verticality there, you know. The free throw is good. You're allowed to have that space, but like you said, just stick the arms up rather than reaching for it. So it's a 7-point lead again for Wawasee, 51-44 with 3:42 to play here in the fourth quarter. Johnson stops. Hoopengarner between the circles. Hoopengarner dribbles off to Zacario Thomas. Pulls up it. Crawls around the rim. Won't go. Hardy takes the rebound, and he'll be fouled as well.
Yeah, silly foul there. Not one you really want to give up. It's going to put you at 6. And, obviously one more foul, and they're going to be shooting. And Zacario Thomas, as well as he's done offensively, that's his third foul.
Up court, here comes Miller. The layup won't go because Thomas looked like maybe he got a piece of it, and at the very least, distracted Austin Miller. It goes out of bounds off Miller, and it's Mishawaka basketball.
Well, and it was a good no foul there, too. I mean, he came up behind him. Maybe he got a piece of it. Maybe he didn't. But it was I was really hoping they weren't going to call a foul there.
Yohe to Hoopengarner between the circles. 3:18 remaining. Mishawaka down 7. Johnson down to the right corner. Up fake. Sicario Thomas drives. Puts it up. It won't go. He gets his own rebound on the other side of the basket. It won't go. Fighting for a rebound. He takes almost another one. The loose ball finally taken by Johnson. He'll take a pull up and hit it.
Holy smokes.
Johnson hits it, and Mishawaka trails 51-46. Salazar breaks some pressure and passes back near midcourt to Carey. Carey guarded by Yohe. Very good defender, and Yohe's going to be called for a foul.
Yeah, they're going to call him for a hand check there. And again, I know that that's a point of emphasis the last couple of years is that hand check foul. But, man, that's tough right there.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you look at the scoreboard and see 7 on one side and 0 on
zero.
The other.
Zero. And
because nobody on the other side is doing that, right?
Right, there's no handshaking going on
nope.
whatsoever
nope.
on the other side.
Nope.
You are absolutely correct.
Carey, deep knee bend at the free throw line, hits it. Yeah, that was the 7th foul on Mishawaka. Wawasee. No fouls in the second half with 2:45 remaining in the fourth quarter.
We're more than halfway through the fourth quarter, and Wawasee is playing the perfect game, apparently.
Well, I mean, you saw that scrum over there just a second ago,
right.
Too, right? Both free throws good by Carey. He has 8 points. Wawasee's lead is 7 with 2:42 remaining. Johnson standing on the M, dribbles over the
There's
left.
A foul call. There we go. Thank
there
you.
Is the first foul on Wawasee. As Miller picks it up, that'll be his first of the night.
Well, I'm pretty sure the coach called for him to foul, too.
Miller has...
You can't call a timeout when the... You can't call a timeout when the ball's already been handed to the guy.
We've seen a couple questionable timeouts granted. And I was about to say, Miller, 3 3-pointers tonight after hitting 5 last night. And timeout is granted. 2:37 remaining here in the fourth. It's a 30-second timeout. Mishawaka down 7 on WSBT. 2 minutes and 37 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Wawasee leads Mishawaka 53-46. The Cavemen inbound. Trent Johnson off the... Double screen, stops, puts up a 3, it rims off. Hardy with the Wawasee rebound. Johnson had the big 3-point night against New Prairie. Now here's a steal by Sicario Thomas. Mishawaka with numbers, and Thomas is going to draw a foul, bringing it through the lane.
I wish he would have kind of put that up like it was going to be a shot so he'd be shooting here, but now instead it's going to be an out of bounds.
Salazar's first foul, that's the second on the Warriors. That ball was kind of up over his head, though. Inbound, Hoopengarner, right side of the lane. Outside it goes Devon Parker. Parker to Yohe. Mishawaka down 7. Thomas an uncontested 3, and it rings it up. Sicario Thomas with his first 3-pointer of his career, and he has 14 points. And Mishawaka trails by just 4 with 2:02 remaining. And Ron Heklinski is going to take a full timeout. 53-49, Wawasee by 4 on WSBT. 2:02 to play here in the fourth quarter. Wawasee has the basketball, leading Mishawaka 53-49. Carey with some pressure, still in backcourt, pulls up his dribble to Hardy in front court. Down to the left corner, it goes to Dukes. He'll come down the baseline. Wraparound won't go. The follow-up wouldn't go, and Devon Parker takes the rebound and then slows things up a little bit. Thomas, who just hit the 3, drives and lays it in. Sicario Thomas with 16, and Mishawaka's within 2.
They got no answer for Sicario Thomas's athleticism and his move down the lane. He's got him on his first step, and he just winks.
Here's a steal. Sicario Thomas with a man behind him. Sicario Thomas lays it in, and an intentional foul is called on Wawasee.
Wow, what a steal by Thomas. going up for the easy bucket, and they're going to call an intentional foul, so he's going to get the 2 points.
Well, now are they giving him the basket? Oh, and they're going to wave it off.
No, you got to call that basket. It was on the basket. Wow.
They said Ethan Hardy grabbed the jersey from behind. That was the drive, and the layup was in progress. So they wave off Sicario Thomas's free throw. They call the intentional foul his layup. They call the intentional foul on Hardy, and Thomas airballs the first free throw. So instead of a tie game, Thomas shooting free throws, and he missed the first one. He hits the second one, and I can't. What does he have for points right now? Because I can't remember if I wrote his basket down before they waved it off.
He has 17.
Okay.
I just don't understand how you don't call that back. Count that basket. It should be the basket plus two shots.
Yeah, that actually worked against Mishawaka, other than the fact they do still get the ball now, but they're down by a point. Sicario Thomas down in the left corner. Outside it goes to Johnson. Thomas with a career-high 17, leading Mishawaka in scoring and leading all scorers now. Hoopengarner, left elbow, swish, and Mishawaka leads by one.
Wow, Mishawaka can escape this game with a W. That will be huge for this team.
Hoopengarner with 12, and it's 54-53. Salazar pulls up his dribble. All alone down low. Carey's going to lay it in uncontested.
We got a timeout Wawasee here. Mishawaka had their defense all the way up. They were really pressuring the ball, but that allowed Carey to get underneath, and there wasn't a caveman within sight.
48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter as they trade leads 55-54. Wawasee on top by one. Back in 1 minute on WSBT. Sicario Thomas had 5 points in the first half. He has 12 here in the second half at a game-high 17. Mishawaka down 55-54 with 44 seconds now to play.
Now don't rush your shot here. I mean, take the last shot. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep. Sicario Thomas thought about a three-pointer, doesn't take it wisely, hands it off to Yohe, back to Thomas, coming down the left baseline, looks into a double team, passes outside to Yohe. He will drive. Yohe gets fouled, taking it to the basket. I'm not really sure why he started so soon there with 27.2 to play.
Well, freshman, I think that's really all you got to say.
With a no shot clock, obviously, in high school basketball, they could play this all the way down if they wanted to.
And what I would do is you play it down long enough to get a rebound and a basket if you miss on that first shot. You know what I mean?
Yohe misses the first free throw. He is 24 of 39, 63% at the line this season. So now a chance to tie it with 27.2 seconds to play if he can hit this one. Mishawaka down one. Yohe's second one, good. Just the second tie of the game, 55 all. Ron Heklinski takes a timeout with 27.2 seconds to play. 55-55. We're back in 30 seconds on WSBT.
One minute.
55-55. Mishawaka and Wawasee are tied with about 27 seconds to play. And of course, Wawasee went to overtime last night, ended up beating Goshen 49-47. Mishawaka was down by 10 at the start of the third quarter, got down by 14 points at one point. And now, after they traded leads a couple of times, we have the second tie of the game. The last tie was at 12 points, and there's 27.2 seconds left now. Mishawaka out of fouls to give, so we'll see how Wawasee plays this. I would imagine they're just going to try to play it for the last shot.
Absolutely, and Mishawaka's going to put in full court pressure here.
They do press. Salazar still in backcourt. There was 27.2 at the start of this inbound. He gets across half court with a couple seconds to spare. 15 seconds left here in regulation, tied at 55. Salazar stops his dribble. Out to Miller, their leading scorer.
That's what they want to have
the ball. 6 seconds to play. Miller standing on the block. Pulls up, left elbow, jump shot off. Hoopengarner, rebound. He will heave it over the backboard, and we'll go to overtime.
Almost took out Keith Kinder on that shot and his wife. A little strong by Hoopengarner, but they're going to go to overtime. Good defense there by Mishawaka on that last possession. They forced Wawasee into a jump shot. That's probably not exactly what they wanted, so we're going to go to overtime.
55 all at the end of regulation. We'll get some extra basketball back in 1 minute on W. Ready to jump it up at the start of overtime. Mishawaka and Wawasee are tied at 55. Four extra minutes on the clock. Hardy and Johnson at center court for Wawasee and Mishawaka, respectively. They both missed it on the up, and then Johnson tapped it back behind him. So Mishawaka has it. Raheem Brayton in for the first time in a while. He has 12 points on 4 3-pointers tonight. Sicario Thomas, his pull-up is short. Hoopengarner fights for the rebound, can't get it. Rebounded by Hardy. Off to Carey on the baseline. He'll dribble out of a double team. Here comes Carey. Brayton tries to knock it away from behind. Carey dribbling through some traffic out to Salazar. Dukes, a step back three from the right wing is good.
Yeah, that's the first three in a while for Wawasee. But again, Duke's got his defender off the ground, and he was able to step over and hit that three.
58-55, Wawasee leads with 3:11 to play here in overtime. In the left corner, Thomas to Hoopengarner. Down to the right corner, Maddox Yohe. Pull up from 16 is short, and the rebound down to Carey.
Well, the key is overtime's 4 minutes long. You've got plenty of time here. Don't rush yourself. Don't get crazy, Mishawaka.
Miller drives, and he'll lay it in as he came from the right side. Miller has 18 points, and Wawasee goes on top by five. Now Miller with a steal and an errant pass by Thomas. Can't convert the layup as Thomas got back there defensively. Hoopengarner and Mishawaka with numbers. Yohe dribbles once and lays it in.
And that's two point-blank layups that Miller has missed in this game.
But credit Thomas for getting back defensively, too, to alter the shots.
And I think that's the second time it was Thomas that altered his missed layup.
60-57 now. Wawasee's lead is three with 2:10 to play here in overtime. Salazar left wing. Thomas swatting at it. And a foul is called.
And rightfully so. That was a good foul there by Thomas. He's playing up tight on the ball, and that's going to be his fourth foul, though, so he's going to have to be careful.
Thomas has 17 points. It'll send Salazar to the free throw line, where he shoots 65%. He has 5 points tonight. This will be his first free throw attempt of the evening. A bend of the knees, line drive, off the back iron, as he missed the front end of the one and one. That was number eight on Mishawaka. Two to play in overtime. Caveman down by three. Johnson from the left wing. Three won't go. Sicario Thomas skies high for the rebound, but he has it taken away from him. Johnson has missed all six of his three-point tries tonight. Salazar stops on the left wing. A deep three coming from Miller. It is short, and Thomas takes the rebound, and Ron Heklinski wants a timeout. He is not happy at all with what he's seen from his team here in overtime. A full timeout with a minute 39 remaining in overtime. Wawasee leads Mishawaka 60-57. Back in 1 minute on WSBT. We've got a minute 39 remaining in overtime. The Mishawaka pep band going crazy. Wawasee leading 60-57. Ron Heklinski just took a timeout. A reset. Mishawaka with eight fouls. Wawasee with four. Sicario Thomas just picked up his fourth. He has a team-high 17. He and Boggs, the only ones in foul trouble. Boggs has been sitting for a while. Hoopengarner has 12. He's out there. Alley-oop. Johnson couldn't get the shot. It was just a little bit off the pass. Touch pass outside to Johnson, left wing. A minute 25 to play. Brayton takes the three. Ring it up, ring it up, ring it up. And we're tied at 60. The fifth three-pointer by Raheem Brayton tonight.
Huge three-pointer from the top of the key. Contested as well, but a good look to get him wide open there to take that shot. Man, ice cold on that three.
Carey outside, it goes to Austin Miller. Miller holding the basketball, under a minute to play. The shot from the free throw line won't go, and there's Sakario Thomas with the Mishawaka rebound.
I can guarantee you one thing for sure. When Wawasee has the ball right now, if it's tied up, Miller's taking the shot.
Raheem Brayton stops, bounces it off to Hoopengunner. 42 seconds to play. 60-60 the score with under a minute to play in overtime. Brayton dribbles over to the left. Step back. He'll put up another three. It rims off. Rebound taken by Trent Johnson. His follow won't go. Hoopengunner gets it. It's up and it's in. And Mishawaka leads by two with 22 seconds on the clock.
Great job by Hoopengunner to get that rebound in traffic and able to put it right back up for the two-point lead. 14 seconds to go. Here we go.
62-60. Dukes drives, puts it up. It won't go, and a foul is called with 8 seconds remaining. The foul is on Maddox Yohe. That is his fourth. He becomes the third caveman along with Sakario Thomas and Alex Boggs to pick up four. Keaton Dukes to the free throw line, where he is 7 of 9 tonight. He will get to shoot two. They clarify it is two, not a 1-1. He has 17 yep. points, does Dukes. Averages 10.4 a game, a 77% foul shooter. Dribbles once, puts it up, and good. Whether he hits this or not, you're still okay because you've got 8 seconds
plenty
left.
Plenty of time.
And Ron Heklinski is going to call a timeout to talk about what they're going to set up after this. It's going to be a full timeout. Mishawaka leading 62-61. It is at 30. All right. I thought I saw the stretch first. Yeah. 8 seconds. All right. Yeah, 8 seconds to go in overtime. We'll just go ahead and keep it here.
Yeah, he wanted a full timeout, but he doesn't have it.
Okay.
So the table overruled him. And so Alex Boggs is going to check in here, get some height down there on the lane, try to get this rebound if it doesn't go in. Because if you secure the rebound, you're going to win the game, or you got a really good shot of winning the game with a one-point lead, and they'll probably send you to the free throw line or at least attempt to. Now, here's where only having four fouls it actually benefits Mishawaka, because if they get this rebound here and Wawasee fouls them, it's just going to take time off the clock, and Mishawaka's going to retain possession.
Right. But that's also another inbound, potentially, that Mishawaka
very true
has to do. But we'll see. So Dukes hit the free throw line. Keaton Dukes, who just hit the first, he has 18 to tie his teammate Austin Miller for the game high. Second free throw, no good. Hoopengunner had the rebound, taken away. Boggs will take it, and Boggs, Mishawaka's best free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line with 4.5. Nope, that's right,
it's
because
not,
it's a 1-1. You're right,
yeah.
But not a 1-1 yet.
Yeah, so like I
just
said,
what you were talking about.
So yeah, it absolutely benefits Mishawaka right now, because every time they're going to try to foul Mishawaka to get the ball back, it's just going to take time off the clock.
Yeah, but the most important thing is Mishawaka has a one-point lead, 4.5 seconds remaining. So Wawasee can go for the steal and not have to worry about Sakario Thomas. And Salazar steals it after he hugs Sakario Thomas. There was no foul called. He got more body than ball, and they're going to grant Wawasee a timeout as well.
Wow, we got 1.7 seconds remaining on the clock.
Salazar looked like a defensive back stripping a wide receiver of the football. There was so much body on that,
wow.
But they give it to him with about a second and a half remaining. So Mishawaka leads by one. We'll take a 30-second timeout on WSBT. 62-61 with 1.7 seconds left in overtime. Wawasee just came up with a steal. Mishawaka leads by one. It is going to be Boggs, Brayton, Hoopengunner, Johnson, and Devon Parker coming to the floor. 1.7 seconds left. Salazar will inbound right in front of the Wawasee bench to our left. Austin Miller on the far side of the floor. They've got to try to run something for him. He goes out of bounds. Salazar looking. Inbound Hardy. Back to Salazar. Shut up! No good! Mishawaka wins! 62-61 in overtime!
I tell you what, Sean. That was great defense by Mishawaka, because what they did is they didn't put anybody on the inbounder. They double-teamed Miller, who they tried to come through double screens, One of the defenders was able to get through both of those screens. They couldn't get the ball into Miller. That's when panic set in. They had no idea what to do. They finally got the ball in. They couldn't get it off really in time, or a good shot with 1.7 to go. Great defense by Mishawaka.
Well, I was going to say,
final set.
One of the better defensive sequences that we saw just down the stretch here by Mishawaka. Remember, they got down by 5 to start the overtime.
Yeah.
Used their defense, got some offensive rebounds, hit some big shots, did a lot of things right down the stretch, and pulled it away with a victory.
Yeah, I mean, and what a big victory for Mishawaka. I mean, they were down 10 at halftime. They played the third quarter completely even, so they're down 10 going into the fourth quarter. And they just end up outscoring, obviously, 19-9 in the fourth quarter, and then 7-6 in the overtime. I talked about a lack of energy on defense in the first half. They definitely brought it more so in the fourth quarter and in the overtime. But when they needed the defensive stop, they got it. So congratulations to Mishawaka.
Big, big victory for Mishawaka. This, we were talking, it's definitely the first overtime game we have done this season. And it might, I don't think we've done... Might be the first one we've had. This is the third year we've been doing Mishawaka basketball. And this might be the first overtime game we've had at all.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I don't remember having an overtime game. I think we had one back when we were doing the game of the week kind of thing. But overtime, I think, generally favors the home team. And Mishawaka used, you know, the 35 people that are here in attendance to their advantage. And did a great job. The place was loud. Thank goodness the band is here. I think that they really added to the atmosphere.
Would have been dead if not.
Yeah, man.
62-61. Mishawaka wins. Thank you. Mishawaka wins in overtime. With Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have some scoring totals, some stat totals, and, of course, the U.S. Sign Crafter Scoreboard Show coming up after that. Back-to-back overtime games, by the way, for Wawasee.
Oh, yeah.
In back-to-back nights, but Mishawaka wins this one by a point after Wawasee won by 2 last night against Goshen. We'll take a timeout. Back with the RBI's Unlimited postgame stats after this on 96.1 WSBT, the sports.
Welcome to the Mishawaka Cavemen postgame show on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Great dribbles over to the left. Step back. He'll put up another three. It rims off. Rebound taken by Trent Johnson. His follow won't go. Hoopengarner gets it. It's up and it's in. And Mishawaka leads by 2 with 22 seconds on the clock. One of the many exciting things that happened tonight here at the Cave at Mishawaka High School. And I don't know what exactly is going on right now, but one of the Mishawaka girls who was injured during the season, it looked like the Cavemen came out and gave her a game ball.
Well, that was nice of them.
Yeah. Time for your RBI's Unlimited postgame stats, and go ahead and get us started, Vince.
All right, sir. Well, the field goal percentage actually ended up almost even. Believe it or not, after the big discrepancy after the first half, Wawasee ended up 20 of 44 from the field, 45%, while Mishawaka was 26 of 60 from the field. That's 43%. Yeah, three-point field goals also got pretty close. 6 of 18 for Mishawaka, that's 33%. 8 of 20 for Wawasee, that's 40%. Free throw line for Mishawaka, they only shot 8 free throws tonight, hit 4 of them, while Wawasee shot 17 free throws, hit 13. That's 76%. Let's see, Mishawaka won the points in the paint battle 34-20. Second chance points, Mishawaka had 15. Wawasee had 0, which is very interesting.
Wow.
So there you go. Some individual scoring first for the visitors. Wawasee, Dukes, and Miller led the scoring for the Warriors. They each had 18 points on the night. Carey, who I think it's funny, we didn't even have him on the roster, ends up playing the entire game.
Yeah, that's true.
Has 10
points.
Did
he ever come out, seriously?
I don't think so, honestly.
I don't know if they have an injury or what. But
but he scores 10 points. You know, he was the point guard most of the night, handled the ball pretty well. So maybe that's just a typo that he wasn't on there. But either way, Hardy ended up with 8 points. Salazar had five, and Hunsinger added 2 points.
Well, I'm looking
for the Warriors.
There's a guy named Jack Stover who averages 6.3 a game who didn't play at all
that
tonight.
Is true.
So that probably has something to do with it, I would imagine.
I would agree with you. Some individual scoring for Mishawaka. Leading all scorers, Sicario Thomas finally finds his offensive rhythm. He had 17 points tonight, 7 of 17 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3. It was 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 10 points in the paint, 2 second chance points. Raheem Brayton had 15 points. He was 5 of 9 from the field, 5 of 8 from 3 point land. He ended up with 15. Nick,
well, just to put that in perspective,
yes, sir.
He was 6 of 21 on 3 pointers coming into tonight. He was 5 of 8 on 3 pointers
yeah,
this evening.
He was feeling it. Just a little bit.
That's right.
Just a little bit. Nick Hoopengarner also found his offensive stroke. He was 7 of 10 from the field tonight, had 10 points from the paint. He had 14 points tonight, none bigger than the last bucket that put them ahead in overtime. Trent Johnson, 3 of 11 from the field, 0 of 6 from beyond the arc, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He had 7 tonight. Alex Boggs hit his only 2 shots. He had 4 points. Maddox Yohe, 1 of 2 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He had 3, and rounding out the scoring for Mishawaka, Parker had 2 points tonight. He was 1 of 5 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3-point land. So your final score, Mishawaka 62, Wawasee 61 in overtime.
And Sicario Thomas with his 17, that's a career high. Raheem Brayton with his 15 is a career high as well.
Well, they needed every one of those points, that is for sure.
In a 62-61 game, you're absolutely right about that. Raheem Brayton was just unconscious out there tonight. Rebounding-wise, Mishawaka out-rebounded the Warriors 34-26. Thomas had 7 rebounds. Johnson had 6.
There you go. I thought Nick Hoopengarner, how many rebounds did he end up having? Because I thought he had a good night under the boards as well.
He had 6 as well.
Okay. Yeah, I thought he did a great job. He got that big rebound there at the end to kind of seal it for him. He's really coming along. He's had the ability to score the basketball. Some things just haven't rolled his way. Foul trouble has gotten him on the bench a little bit more, but nice to see him really break out offensively tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the kind of win that I think Mishawaka needed to pull off something like this, get a little juice going, because as we said now, there are just 4 games left in the regular season. 2 weeks left. Sectional draw is a week from tomorrow, so I mean, the home stretch is coming here. And, you know, where you are right now, as a coach, obviously, your focus is still game to game, but ultimately, your focus is on what's going to go on beginning that first week of March.
Well, no question. And after the game that they had last night over at Adams, they needed a bounce-back game. And that first half was not indicative of how they probably wanted to play. I thought in the second half they came out a little bit stronger. And obviously in the fourth quarter and overtime, they really played very, very well. And so it kind of takes that sour taste out of your mouth from last night and the way they finished off that game with the way they finished off this one.
So Tuesday, Mishawaka goes to St. Joe, Michigan, and we said earlier we will not be there for that game. Our sister station from Benton Harbor, WSJM, will have that, so we will share a link where people can listen to that. You can listen to that broadcast if you'd like. And then next Friday, the 21st, Mishawaka hosts John Glenn, the 26th at Concord. We won't be there for that one. And then Friday, the 28th, the regular season finale against St. Joe. So Concord is 1-15, John Glenn 14-6, St. Joe 13-5. I couldn't find the St. Joe, Michigan team's record. So still some solid teams are going to be playing. But again, I think now it's all about building confidence, figuring things out. What's your rotation going to be for what happens in 2 weeks?
Yeah, and you know, we saw 2 to 3 different starters or new starters for Mishawaka tonight. Obviously, they didn't get off to a great start, so I wonder what we'll see on Tuesday. Or we won't see it, but you know what I mean.
Yes. All right, so your postgame stats powered by RBIs Unlimited. Help your child's stats improve next season for baseball and softball with hitting lessons and workouts at RBIs Unlimited, West 6th Street in Mishawaka. Mishawaka wins 62-61 over Wawasee in overtime. The Cavemen improved to 9-9 overall. And again, another non-conference game Tuesday at St. Joe, Michigan. Wawasee will drop to 12 and 7, and these two teams will meet as NLC members next year. For Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers, Matt Embry has the U.S. Sign Crafters postgame scoreboard show coming up next. Again, the final 62-61, Mishawaka over Wawasee in overtime. You've been listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
All right, Sean and Vince, thank you very much. As we continue with our U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard show, U.S. Sign Crafters, whether it's commercial signs, freestanding pylon signs, dimensional architectural signage, illuminated signs, or more, contact U.S. Sign Crafters today to see how they can make a great first impression for your company or organization. The number, 574-674-5055. Mishawaka, thanks to a late basket from Nick Hoopengartner, holds off Wawasee in a battle at the cave tonight, 62-61. Elsewhere in boys action tonight, these games have gone final. St. Joe a winner at Northwood, 63-54. Warsaw, though, not as fortunate. They fall at Wabash, 49-45. In girls regional action, Class 4A in the final quarter, it is all Penn over LaPorte, 50-25 the score. The winner of that game will face Northwestern next Saturday, either in LaPorte or Logansport for a 4A semi-state title. Northwood in 3A leads Knox 30-20. That's now in the fourth quarter in Class 3A regional final. Freeman, though, their season has come to an end. They lose in the 2A regional final to South Central Union Mills, 47-36. Once again, the final score in overtime. Mishawaka defeats Wawasee 62-61 in overtime. Big thank, as always, to the voice of the Cavemen, Sean Stiers, and also our analyst, Vince D'Addario, for all their coverage. Of course, the next game on the Mishawaka calendar is coming up on Tuesday against St. Joseph of Michigan, the Bears. Again, that game will be available at WSJMSports.com. Click Listen Live. That is on Tuesday night. Again, our sister station. Again, the website, WSJMSports.com. Tip-off around 7:30. Again, available at WSJMSports.com. The next Mishawaka broadcast comes up next Friday around 7:30 p.m. here on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Once again, the final score, 62-61, Mishawaka over Wawasee in overtime. I'm Matt Embry. Thank you for listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Boys Basketball on 96.1 WSBT South Bend and WSBTRadio.com. Until next Friday, good night. From Mishawaka.
Been listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball, powered by Midland Engineering Company, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. Cavemen Basketball was presented by Ace Home Appliance Center, BSN Sports, Edward Jones, Industrial Door of Northern Indiana, Kevin Putz with First Midwest Mortgage, Hurt Outdoor Living, Kyle's Auto Repair, Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill, RBI's Unlimited, Rossini Pizza, The Food Bank of Northern Indiana, U.S. Sign Crafters, and Zolman Best One Tire and Auto Care. Thank you for listening to Cavemen Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.